Your evenings are never bored again when T-Life is around.
Hey, 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 Nation TFM here. It is TP here. All right. The first corn recipe is the corn rib recipe. Yes, you get it right. It's not a beef rib or it's not chicken rib, but it's corn rib. So first of all, you got to get your corn and cut it half horizontally. So you got two parts, right? And then from vertical position, you can split it into four parts, four verticals. So it looks like a triangle corn crib shape, something like that. Now in another bowl, add olive oil, pepper, garlic powder, chili powder, black pepper, smoked paprika, and a pinch of salt. Next, mix it all up and brush this onto your corn ribs and air fry them at 180 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes. Make sure to flip them halfway through around 5 minutes and you have yourself a delicious, crispy, crunchy, and savory corn ribs. You can also make your own sauce to go with the corn ribs like spicy mayo sauce, cheesy sauce, whatever you want. This recipe actually has been going viral on the internet for a few months now and I don't know why I never share it with you, but I guess now is a super duh time because super duh, what did I just say? Why am I getting tongue-tied? Probably because I want some corn rib, right? This is a suitable time because I found all the corn recipe for you. TFM.
T-Life is where you learn to enjoy life.
Yo, T-Life on TFM here. You're back with your boy, TP. Okay, so after the corn rib recipe, now, if you love watching Korean mukbangs, okay, dramas, you know that one of the best food is corn cheese. Stretchy, savory, sweet cheese. Woohoo! And now, for this match in heaven recipe, I'm gonna show you. So all you gotta do is just get your corn cob, separate them into little corns, break it all apart, right? Now you can just use canned corns if you want to, you know, more convenient for you, so why not? Next, add mayonnaise, salt, sugar, black pepper, and mozzarella cheese. Give everything a good mix together with the corn, pour it onto your pan until the cheese turns slightly brown, okay? This one you can bake it, you can air fry it, or like I said, just pour it into your pan, cook it under fire, okay? And you can bake it at 180 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes as well. This is perfect to go with your chips or have it with your friends. You can, you know what, just eat it alone. No one knows. Okay, it'll be such a great evening snack. And have it with a soda or a carbonated drink. Oh, it's a match made in heaven. Okay, I'm gonna stop myself from talking to this because I'm craving for some of it right now. TFM.
Life is never the same when TFM's T-Life is here to make it all better.
And that was Panic at the Disco with Always on the Night Show on TFM. Here, hey, what's up? It's your boy TP. So, okay, after talking about the corn rib recipe, sweet corn cheese recipe, now this final corn recipe is probably the most difficult yet most delicious one to make, is the sweet corn mochi cake. Woohoo! You know it's gonna be good. So first step is to separate the corn from the cobs. Next, add your corn, coconut milk, eggs, sugar, butter, vanilla essence, baking soda, and glutinous flour. All that into a blender. Yes, blend it all well until it's all mixed well. Then pour it onto a baking pan and bake at 180 degrees Celsius for 40 to 60 minutes. And right after that, you're gonna have your very own golden brown, crispy on the outside, chewy on the inside, sweet corn mochi cake. Oh my goodness. I'm salivating a lot. Yeah, I'm not sure if I should continue with this segment anymore because every time when I'm talking about this, my saliva just keeps coming out. Oh my goodness. This is a recipe that you have to go try. And don't worry, this will be out with the podcast so you can go listen to it. All right, TFM.